Dave Archer, of course, analyst supreme for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, joining us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford is Atlanta's Ford dealer. Hey, Dave.
Dave.
Morning, guys. Morning,
so,
guys.
So, Dave, what are some of the positives that you take away from the game yesterday?
Well, I think the first thing you look at is really when you begin to break the game down, you're talking about a half of football that wasn't very good. Second half was not very good for the Falcons. I thought they played pretty well toe-to-toe in the first half. I thought there was some really good signs in the first half of being able to run the football that they're going to have to build on. They had 110 yards rushing at halftime. I thought they pushed Philly around for the first, I don't know, first 23 minutes of the game, 22 minutes of the game. They pushed them around up front. So I thought that was some – that's a good defensive front, which we found out in the second half, that they had a tough time handling in the second half. But I thought those were some of the things that came out. I thought that there was some pressure looks that I thought Dean Pease came with, that if Jalen Hurts isn't in there or you got a guy like him, and there are a few guys, Kyler Murray, some of those guys that are in the league that are going to be able to make guys miss in the backfield. Frankly, there were some blitzes they came with yesterday that they put Brady on the ground. And let's hope that that transmits to this next week, because he's not going to be able to make people miss the way Jalen Hurts did. So those are some of the things that I came away with that I think you can build on, you can move forward with.
Well, they said, they being the coaches said, Arthur Smith said Jalen Mayfield was going to get baptism. Boy, he got baptized hard. How do you keep his confidence up? What do you do at that left guard spot to try to shore that up ahead of next week's game?
Yeah, it's tough, John. He certainly had a rough go of it. There's no question about it. And I'm not sure that he was the only one. I think we saw Hennessy get run through once. We saw, you know, Chris Lindstrom lost Fletcher Cox one time clean, and Caleb McGarry had some moments. I think the only guy that probably played as good as you'd hoped he'd play was Jake Matthews on the left side. So I think that entire front in the second half really struggled. I think that you try to build on what we just talked about, John. You build on the positive, show them tape and say, hey, here's Fletcher Cox in the first half, and here's you blocking him. And here's Fletcher Cox in the second half, and here's you not blocking him. Okay, what did you do technique-wise? What are some of the things that caused some problems? Now, Atlanta dug themselves a bit of a hole because of penalties, got themselves behind the chains, and then also the score began to build to where you're down 20. Now you're down 22-6, and now all of a sudden Arthur Smith has got to come out of what they want to do, and they've got to do a little bit more predictable stuff offensively where they're going to drop and throw. And so now if you're a pretty good pass rush, you're a pretty good front, which Philly is, at 49 sacks a year ago, that's a team that's going to be able to put their, you know, kind of dig that back foot in like Hugh Douglas used to do and come off the ball and go get the quarterback and not worry about the run game anymore. And so that makes it tough on a young offensive lineman as well.
You know, Dave, with this offensive line, and they're gonna grow as the season goes. But schematically, what can you do to kind of help them out a little bit more? Because like you said, there's gonna be times where you're probably gonna get behind and you're gonna have to throw the ball a little bit more. Schematically, what can you kind of do to help them out a little bit more?
Well, I think, Hugh, what you do is you maybe take advantage of what you did in the first half. And I would assume Arthur, as he begins to evaluate how he called the game, and there's always self-evaluation throughout this thing. You don't want to second-guess yourself, but you certainly want to look at, okay, what else could we have done? I think establishing the run game the way you did in the first half, play action was available to you on first down in the second half. I didn't think they got to that enough. Play action is usually your best protection. It's usually a six, maybe sometimes seven-man protection. So you got extra guys in helping off a play fake, trying to use that play fake to pull defenders to the ball. So you have the individual throws that you're looking for against secondary members and or a linebacker if he's matched up on somebody. I thought that they probably could have used that a little bit better. You change the launch point of the quarterback. Instead of having him standing in the pocket, now maybe we slide protect. We move him off the spot a little bit, slide him out over the tackle, maybe out over the tight end. Maybe you run a little bit more some of those bootleg actions or drop and roll actions where you change his launch point, which helps the offensive lineman may get a, you know, he gets a piece of a defensive end. Now instead of, or a defensive lineman, instead of having to block him all the way through, now you give him an edge he can block. And now he's forcing that defensive lineman to go the way he wants him to go. And now the quarterback's away from pressure, and you give him an opportunity to throw the ball there. And obviously the quick game, the ball coming out quickly on first down, even on third down, if you stayed in manageable third down situations, some quick game stuff, the slants, the flat throws, some of the quick hitches, maybe the stick routes on the inside. Those are things that can help the linemen and build a little bit of confidence because the ball's coming out.
Dave Archer joining John and Hugh here. Dave, the decision not to play in the preseason, did it haunt the Falcons in this game?
Well, it's a question I'm going to ask Arthur. I think it's a question that certainly needs to be asked. You know, hindsight's 20/20. I know what his idea was, is he wanted to get a lot of work to the young players because this is a young roster, really young roster. And so he wanted to see which one of those guys, what groups of guys could play, which individual guys can play. He knew that Matt Ryan could do what he could do. He knew that what Calvin Ridley could do. He even knew to a certain extent maybe what Kyle Pitts could do, even though he hadn't played at this level. So you wanted to get some of those other guys, your depth players, time. And so I understood him doing that. Did you suffer because some of those groups didn't get a chance to play together in preseason? It's a valid question. There's no question about that. But I think that his balance between getting to the regular season with everybody healthy as opposed to, okay, I know that group, or I gave that group a little bit to knock the rust off, yet I exposed a guy or two to potentially to getting injured and not having them available. That's always the debate, right? And so hindsight now is 20/20. Maybe having those guys play in one of the preseason games or a couple of preseason games might have made them a little bit more prepared for this game against Philly. But then you might have lost a couple guys that weren't available in this game. So it's easy to look back on it and say, yeah, we should have done this. I think that's a tough one.
Tell me about Tampa. You saw them against Dallas. They are the defending champions for a reason. They still are a loaded football team as you go down to face them at Raymond James.
Well, really surprised that Dallas was able to do what they were able to do. Dak Prescott had a monster game, threw over 400 yards, threw the ball 52, 53 times in the game. They completely abandoned the run game. Remember, Tampa's been number one in the league against the run, I think, the last two or three seasons. So that defensive front is stout. They've got good linebackers, Lavonte David and Devin White are as good as it gets at linebacker. So, yeah, this is not going to be an easy outing by any stretch of the imagination. Styles make fights. I think your defense might have the opportunity to have a little bit more success against Brady because he isn't going to be moving around. Jalen Hurts really hurt Atlanta in his ability to buy time, make the play longer, and then, of course, the zone read run game. Really, Atlanta was destroyed on the edge in the zone read run game. I thought the defensive end struggled in this game. And so that's something they're not going to have to worry about. Now, they'll be tested with sweep plays, but you're not going to have to worry about the quarterback coming out. So that might help the defense play a little bit better. But certainly you're going to be tested up front, and these guys are going to have to learn from their mistakes. You can't hang your head. You got to get ready to go because Hugh will tell you every week there's some dude on the other side, and it might be two or three guys that are fire breathers that are coming to get your quarterback.
Yeah, we got some fire breathers this week, Dave. It don't get any easier this week, brother. It really, really don't.
No, you're exactly right. But you know what? That's why you sign up for this. That's why you play in the league, because you're going to get challenged each and every week. And if you hang your head, then you shouldn't be in the league.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
Right, exactly. I mean, let's see. I mean, this team needs to take a huge step up in week two, and hopefully – this turns into a, you know, preseason game four or something.
Well, remember, guys, this was a game that was 7-6 with 2 seconds or with 10 seconds left on the clock in the first half. So you got to build on the positives, okay? I thought they got screwed twice by the officials. Now, we didn't lose the game because of the officials. Devontae Smith that touchdown is a pick play. We got called for it twice in the second half, and they didn't call it on that play, okay? And the Goddard play, the ball's out. But you can't
see, right? I mean, the end zone and the shadows, right?
Yeah, you couldn't see in the shadows. He couldn't make a definitive call on it, so he left it stand the way it was. And so the ball's out. There's one little view where you could see the ball roll out. But, again, it wasn't definitive, so you have to stay with the call. 2 seconds left, that's when they scored the first half. Score 7-6 at that point, okay? And then you screw up by – on the field goal attempt where you've got, what's Marlon Davidson's lined up with the center? We haven't been able to do that for 3 years, to line up over the center, and you give them the extra point attempt where they get the two-point conversion. There's some things to work on. You don't blame it on the officials, but there's some things to work on. Clean up your own screw-ups like the Davidson thing, the holding calls, the offside penalties, lining up incorrectly. Those are kind of things that Arthur Smith harped on after the game. That the players, he took responsibility for it, but the players have to take responsibility for it. That's your job. Do your job.
Dave Archer on the WayForward.com hotline. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.